This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado is one step closer to getting passenger rail on the Front Range. RTD and state boards approved the funds to start designing the project. Here's CPR's Benta Berklin.
The state and RTD are moving forward with plans for a train from Denver to Fort Collins via Boulder. The target start is 2029. Jack Wheeler Barajas heads the Colorado Rail Passenger Association and says the RTD vote to help fund the design was a milestone.
The vote was 14-1 to advance the engineering funding and also approve the term sheet with Burlington Northern Santa Fe, the host railroad that owns the track between Denver and Fort Collins. And that established the expectations of future funds that will be required from RTD.
It's meant to be the first phase of the larger Front Range passenger rail line from Pueblo to Fort Collins. Voters in impacted communities would need to approve a sales tax to fund the full thing, which is likely to be on the November ballot. I'm Benta Berklin, CPR News.
In Washington, Colorado Democrats are looking to chart a congressional path for a disaster declaration. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The state's two senators, along with Representatives Joe Neguse and Brittany Pedersen, have introduced legislation that would let Congress override a presidential denial of a FEMA disaster declaration. The bill comes after the Trump administration denied disaster declaration requests from Colorado for last summer's Lee and Elk fires, as well as historic flooding in the southwestern part of the state. Without Republican support, however, the override bill is unlikely to advance this Congress. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
In Boulder, a man was arrested for stealing a fire engine. Officers say Richmond Johnson stole the vehicle as the Boulder Fire Rescue was responding to a medical call at the jail. Officers pursued the fire truck before deploying stop sticks to stop the vehicle in downtown Longmont. Johnson was arrested within minutes. This is CPR News.